New episodes drop every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Welcome back to Regardless, my loves. I am so honored and stoked to be sitting here today with these two lovely angels. Leia, the moment that I met you, I knew that we were going to be literally best friends. But now I'm meeting the duo, and it's a completely different energy, and I'm so honored. Let's please welcome Yasmin Bakhtiar and Leia Marcus. They are the founders of Good Girl Snacks, famously known for Hot Girl Pickles, which, if you don't know already, they've absolutely exploded the internet on social media and TikTok. So much to learn from you two girls, and I am so excited to have you both on Regardless.
Thank you for having us.
So excited.
Yeah, we can't wait to chat.
Okay, so talk to me. What was your life like before Good Girl Snacks was a thing? Like, what were you girls doing?
You go.
Okay.
She's like, I'm ready.
Okay, so Yasmin and I met at USC, right before USC. Okay. It was the type of meet where people are kind of connecting you to one another. You go like get lunch or coffee and then you're like, I'm never going to see this person again. And then we actually met at USC after that lunch and we're inseparable. We were attached to the hip doing everything together all the time. Yeah, had a great college experience together. COVID hit. We were separated. That was really sad. But then we graduated USC in 2022 and both got full-time jobs. So I was working at Genies, which was a tech startup doing growth and marketing there. My life was pretty intense. I was there 24/7 pretty much and only worked, breathed, and talked Genies. Wow. But I learned so much from them. And they're one of the main reasons why, you know, I had the courage to quit my job eventually and start Good Girl Snacks with Yas. And Yas was in the arts industry on the path to like crush it at Christie's. But yeah, our lives were very like corporate, I would say.
Yeah.
In office?
In office.
Okay, wow. Completely different shift.
Completely.
Can I call you Yas?
Of course.
Like, did I say it correctly?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Tell me a little bit more about what the landscape looked like for you.
So I was an art history major and I also did marketing and finance as my minors. But I was very set on working in the art industry, like becoming an art dealer, like working in a gallery or whatever. So I was doing that before. I also, though, had experience working at a luxury perfume startup here in Venice.
Damn.
And so I kind of like... You know, it was just me and the two founders. I think that taught me a lot about like CPG and like the startup world. But yeah, like I think neither of us had any clue that we would ever go into food and beverage, let alone like start a company together.
A pickle company.
Let alone a pickle company. Yeah. But we had the idea literally at work, which is what's funny about this whole story is that we were so bored one day that we were sending each other TikToks.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were sending each other like recipes and, you know, like pickle related stuff because we loved pickles. And so any like trend that was happening, we were always sending to each other. And I think one day it was just like a joke where we were like, why don't we start a pickle company and call it Hot Girl Pickles? And we literally started fantasizing about this like imaginary company and like all the photo shoots we'd do, the flavors we'd have, the branding, like what the imagery would look like. We were like, oh my God, we're going to make it like super provocative and cool and different. And I think we kind of just took a step back and we were like, wait, is this crazy or are we onto something?
Damn.
And then that's kind of how it started. We started doing research and speaking to people in the industry. And I think once we got the confirmation that it was a good idea from professionals in the space, we were like, okay, let's do it.
It's funny how everything always goes back to social media with this, because obviously we're huge foodies. We're always sending each other those videos. And that's why we were fed pickle videos.
Yeah.
And now following that trend, we now are going viral because of pickles on social media. So it's kind of funny how that happened. But at the time, there was like 9 billion views on the hashtag pickle and pickles combined. So there was like huge
market,
huge social proof around how obsessed people were with the the product, and it was mostly Gen Z women or women, and no one in the industry was doing organic. No one had flavor innovation. No one had packaging innovation. No one was marketing differently. There was like awful ingredients in all of the other competitors' products. We just saw a gap in the market and went for it. And we quit our jobs June 2023, launched in March of this year. So last year, March 2024. And we sold out in 3 months, reformulated. And now we're well on the way to getting into retail stores and becoming the household pickle product, hopefully. It's been really fun and crazy journey.
Holy fruit. Holy pickle. No, like literally the fact that there are two girls here, women, who you guys together were like at the edge of the cliff and you were looking down like, okay, we can either stare at the edge of the cliff and never go after our dreams together or freaking free fall regardless.
Yeah.
And look where you are now. So that is inspiring and a testament and a reminder to myself that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. And I also think there's so much beauty in the fact that you two women are doing this together.
Yes.
Curious, what are like the top lessons that you can share with all of the girls listening out there from working and building a business with your best friend?
I think it definitely takes a specific kind of relationship to do that. And I think with Leia and I think the friendship is like beyond just like friendship. I think it's almost like family. Mm. Like it really does feel like working with a sister. Like we'll argue like sisters and then we're like, okay, whatever. Like, what do you want for lunch? Yeah. You know, it's like, and I think it's also like a no ego relationship. Mm. And we have a lot of like trust in each other. And I think, you know, if she was doing this business on her own, I would like 100% believe that she would like crush it. And I think vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like this confidence in each other and like this trust in each other that kind of like makes this work. Because whenever we have any kind of like disagreement, we know that the other person is probably coming from a place where like they probably know what they're talking about. And I think this kind of allows us to like see each other's perspectives a lot and like respect each other's opinions and like come together on a compromise or like, you know, lay out why we think a certain way and stuff. And I think it's kind of hard with female friendships sometimes. Like we're so taught to be like competitive with each other. And so I think it's really like up to each individual to like take a look inside and be like, no egos here. Yeah. Like we're in it together. Mm. Like we're building together.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of people, when we started this company, they were like, you are so dumb for starting this with your best friend. You guys are going to end up closing the company. You guys are going to end up hating each other. And that's really not been the case. One thing that we've learned is working together has actually made our friendship a lot stronger because now we're not only tied with friendship and, you know, the things that make us friends or the things that make us sisters.
Yeah.
But it's also we're working towards the same goal financially with our success. Like our futures look the same. And it's so fun to do with your best friend. And on top of having a no ego relationship, I think it's really important to also both have different responsibilities. So you're not crossing each other or stepping on each other's feet.
I don't know. Say whatever you want to say, girl.
Step on each other's feet.
Yeah.
regardless. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing the marketing, brand alignment, influencer stuff. Yasaman does sales and operations and the things that my brain cannot comprehend. And then we meet together in the middle for anything that's creative direction and product. Mm-hmm. And that's worked really well because I trust her 100% in what she's doing and vice versa. So
brilliant.
Those are a few things that we've learned in order to make this work, you know, as smoothly as possible. And yeah, so far we're having the best time ever. It's so fun going on work trips together.
Oh my God,
you guys are just so together. Fun. Yeah,
it's well, so I mean, fun. Let's talk about fun. You two, excuse me, drum roll please, literally just made it to Forbes 30 under 30.
Yes.
Massive congrats. Literally, Ante can see him like doing that. But what the heck? The fact that you just launched in March, like, let's take a moment. What was it like for you two? Like, were you together when you found the news? Like, what happened?
No, it was also torture for me. So, okay, so here's what happened. I was in New York for Thanksgiving, and I extended a few days because we were running an event in New York. So I was already there. Yasemin wasn't planning on coming to New York. I wake up at 7 a.m. because I had a Pilates class. You know, hot girls do Pilates. And I turn off my alarm, like, literally to click stop. And the second I click it, I get an email from Forbes. It's like, welcome to Forbes 30 under 30 Holy class of 2025. Oh. And I literally, I'm like, and I start shaking and I'm like, wait, I have to film myself. And I start like crying and shaking and freaking out. And then I'm like, oh my God, Yasemin's not going to wake up for another 4 hours.
Because she's in LA.
I'm in LA.
Yeah. And my parents are here too. So I couldn't call anybody. So I was just shaking in my room, like screaming and like freaking out by myself. I'm like, how did this happen? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I called her like probably 210 times.
No, I woke up at 8 a.m. To 11 missed calls from Leia and like 40 notifications by text. And I was like, who died? Like, yeah, what like happened? And then I like immediately like put two and two together because they had reached out to us to like have us fill out a form like over the summer, I think.
Yeah, in August.
But we were like
on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn. But we were like,
weird. Okay.
There's like a million people that they probably like sent this to. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to get too excited. Like, we're not going to jinx it. Whatever. I feel like we kind of both like forgot about it.
Yeah.
And so then when it finally happened, I was like, oh my God, did we get it? Like, is now the time? Like, is that what we're, I don't know. It was like crazy.
Yeah. But also, why am I not in your emergency contacts? Like, I called you 11 times and did not ring once.
Honestly, weird. I really needed my sleep that night.
I'm happy you got your beauty sleep, baby.
No, but yeah, it was insane. It was a crazy day. Like, the amount of love and support we felt that day was incredible. It's also really amazing to be on a list with such successful people in the industry, and we're now open to networking with so many new people. Mm-hmm. And it's so incredible for us to have that opportunity so early on in the business, because now we feel like a million doors are opening for us. And it's honestly such an honor.
Yeah.
You girls deserve every ounce of that. I hope you know that.
Thank you.
When I saw the post, I was like, holy shit. Hell yeah.
Wait, it was literally one of the best days of my life. Like, I felt like I had gotten into my dream college times a million.
Oh, yeah.
I was freaking out.
We also manifested it.
Yeah.
That day when we were talking about, like, starting this company. I think we were just being, like, really delusional that day. Like, we really, like, fed into the delusion. But I kind of remember having a conversation of being like, oh, my God, this company would literally get us, like, Forbes under 30.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And you made it happen.
And, but, like, it's the kind of thing you say and then you know, you're like, okay, I'm being crazy. Like, it's not going to happen.
But sometimes it is about faking it till you make it.
Totally.
And, like, if you didn't allow yourselves to get into that mindset of being, like, well, someone told me, like, if you can't see it, it's not going to happen.
Totally.
Yeah. So the fact that you guys always saw it happening, it's inevitable because 100%. You're showing up every single day.
Yeah.
Like, success is inevitable.
Literally every single day. We post every day.
I know. Every day. Yeah. When I'm not posting, I'm like, are they posting? Like, I probably should. Yeah. No, it's awesome.
But so we've been building in public since October 2023. So obviously when we got Forbes, a big part of the reason why we probably got it was because of the fact that so many people have seen our story and, you know, how many followers we have and the community that we've been able to build in such a short amount of time. So obviously when we got Forbes, we took a video.
Yeah.
I'm like literally half asleep. My hair's a mess. I'm in my pajamas crying and shaking. We're so excited to announce it to the world because we announce everything. We talk about everything. We're super authentic. And it went viral.
Yeah.
It has, I think, close to 4 million views on Instagram.
Yeah.
And that means we got a lot of hate.
A lot of
Everyone hate. Thinks that we paid for our Forbes 30 under 30 for the food and drink section. Everyone online thinks we paid for it.
What in the frick? As also a female entrepreneur and having a voice on social and showcasing my life very rawly with the world, I've had posts that have also gone viral, and the comments are so unhinged and rude and awful. It's like, where is this anger coming from? So tell me, like, a little bit more about your experience when you guys posted this video and how the world, like, responded.
Well, we got first of all, I think a good majority, I think, of the comments were like women and like our followers, yeah, like rooting for us and being like, oh my gosh, like this is so exciting. Like I was rooting for you guys to be on it, blah, blah, blah. But then there was a lot of men who like, I'm also like, what are you doing here? Like, yeah. Are you lost? Commenting like, oh, like this is so pathetic. Like reacting to us being excited about like an accomplishment, being like, oh, this is so pathetic. Like this is so like insane that they got it. Like, you know, like what are you guys doing with your
When's
lives?
When's your court date?
Oh yeah. And then people,
when
then
are you the, going to jail?
Jokes that we're like going to jail because we like are on this list.
You paid for it.
Yeah.
Who are you? We don't even know who you are. Why'd you get it?
Yeah.
You what? Daddy's money paid for it.
No.
Yeah. No, we, it's actually, it's become a majority.
Really? We have, I don't so, even, I stopped looking because I would just like,
it's too much. Angry.
So we have, much, we yeah. did, so we did a static post of us getting Forbes. That is majority positive, mm-hmm, because it's like family and friends, mm-hmm, and our fans and, you know, our community members and, our, you know, everyone we love.
Yeah.
But the video, because reels are kind of a type of content that get pushed out to the masses, mm-hmm, it's majority hate. And it's so sad because it's one of the most exciting days
Absolutely.
Ever. And it's almost like they're grabbing us and putting us back down to earth. And they're like, yeah, people will literally like prey on your downfall,
yeah,
whether you're a woman, a young entrepreneur or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it stems from jealousy or mm-hmm. just because people aren't used to seeing authenticity online or
yeah.
whatever it is. But
I feel like it's also we're in a new era where like you can achieve success in such new ways. And you can achieve success by like literally being an influencer and like posting at home. And I think people have like struggle with like accepting that. And I think it's so silly because like women, I think now are finally finding new ways of like, you know, making a living for themselves. And like, I think influencers and like that whole like content creation world is dominated by women, which I think is so amazing. And people are just like, they can't accept that, mm-hmm, especially the men, I think.
That's,
and so yeah, it's crazy.
So this is really interesting because for me, a lot of the comments that I get that are hate comments come from both men and women, actually.
Really?
Probably more women.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
And I do want to touch on, Leia, what you said about jealousy and people being threatened. And I agree. Mm-hmm. I think whether it's in our friendships or just even showing up on social, people have a really hard time when you surpass their level of expectations for you.
Yeah.
Whether it's a friend, a boyfriend, a stranger. So them seeing two beautiful young women who have created this successful hot girl pickle company. Who knew?
Yeah.
And now you've made it on Forbes 30 under 30. You've surpassed their expectation for you.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have time to actually go on someone's reel and tear someone down? Like, that to me is so sad.
Yeah.
And it's just a projection of who they aren't. So yeah, I totally. Hope you girls know that. And it's crazy.
Yeah. We don't pay too much attention to it. Like, at the end of the day, we brought this product to the market in 9 months. We know what we're doing behind the scenes to get to where we are, and we know what our path is, what our future looks like. If you want to be negative about it, or if you want to drop a comment, go ahead. It's giving us more exposure. We're getting more views. Yeah. More people are knowing about us because of your comments, sweetie. Like,
yeah. No, literally. Also, I feel like it's so weird to hate on someone's like job. You know, like it's so weird to say like, oh, you guys make pickles, you don't deserve this. Like it's a business like any other business, you know? And like, yeah, it is silly. Like we, of course, like we realize that it's kind of a silly thing to say like I'm in the pickle industry, but like someone's got to do it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Did someone say that about like the guy who started like Vlasic or Clausen or like
exactly.
all those insane
even
brands.
Just McDonald's.
That's what I was thinking, like French fries. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
No, literally.
It's just, listen, I think at the end of the day, social media and social media marketing is what brought us to where we are. Mm-hmm. But it's also one of the things that's kind of making us look in the mirror sometimes a little bit and be like, wow, like, do we deserve this? Like, is
no,
this
it kind of like imposter syndrome
yeah.
for a little? Because it's like, people are like, oh, like, you know, they were saying things like, oh, like, what have you guys contributed to society? Like, okay, we're not curing cancer over here. We're not like changing lives. But I do think we have contributed in some other ways. Like, I think we've inspired other women to like start their own businesses. We've, you know, taught women that it's okay to like put yourself out yeah. there. And it's kind of scary to like film yourself every day on social mm-hmm. media to like promote your brand. But I think like we've done it together. And I hope that some of the people who follow us have like, you know, maybe gotten inspired by that.
They definitely like, have. We get messages yeah. like that all the time. Like you gave me the courage to do it. You gave me an idea. Like, I'm posting on social media because of you. Like, da 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 da. And that to us, I think, is way more valuable and holds more room than a hate comment.
For sure.
But yeah.
Absolutely. It can be pretty noisy out there. And especially as being females, be entrepreneurs with a product where you're putting yourself on camera, because I know, Leah, I think you're mm-hmm. you do a lot of like the video taking and, yeah. and content creation. Like, it's a lot, because mm-hmm. like you're putting your life on freaking the internet mm-hmm. and anyone can say anything at any time. How do you guys like protect your mental space regardless of what shows up? I hate mm-hmm. comment, someone maybe even like showcasing or saying that they didn't like your pickles. Like, how do you protect your business and also like just like your mental health?
I think this is one of the reasons why we're so lucky to have a business as best friends, because yeah. we both feel those comments or those negative, you know, reactions together. And so we mm-hmm. can lean on each other, which, you know, if I was doing this alone or if Yas was doing this alone, I think it would be a lot harder. And I think because we have each other, it doesn't mean as much. Mm-hmm. That being said, though, if we know how to take feedback, like if we're noticing a pattern where people are like, wow, we really don't like these, mm-hmm. we're going to take that into consideration and fix the product.
Absolutely.
We don't take everything, you know, to heart. But if we see constructive feedback, we'll take yes. it, which is what we yeah. did when we came out with the upgraded hotter glowed up version of Hot Girl Pickles in August. Yeah. That came from a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. feedback.
Totally. And I think you need thick skin in this industry anyway, like running a business, like you just need thick skin, for whether it's from like, you know, reading negative comments online to like, I don't know, getting a bad review or having someone like
a sales rejection,
an investor saying no. And so I think it's just like teaching us to be very like critical of all the comments we get mm-hmm. and kind of say like, okay, if this is a negative comment, like what can I learn from this? Can I learn anything from this? If no, and it's just like a bitter person writing hate online, then whatever, let's move on. If it's something that we can actually learn from to yeah. improve our business, then okay, let's like take a look at it and like see what mm-hmm. we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to create a filtering process for yourself.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, even for the girlies out there listening who aren't entrepreneurs, like even just being a girl mm-hmm. who's in corporate and has a social presence or is even on Instagram, like judgment in general is so hard. Mm-hmm. And for me, I feel like the main anchor that I have is just like rejection is redirection. Yeah. But I think especially when like a business is behind that, it's like the business and the comments that's immediately tied to sales. So there's a lot more of like a deeper impact, not only on like who you are as a woman, totally. But also like what you're building. Like even I wanted to share a couple of comments that I got. I recently posted this reel on Instagram, and a lot of the people that were commenting, my earring just came off and it went in my freaking shirt. Literally, they were like, it was about me being the only woman at this industry event without any like work done. Mm-hmm. And I had like a really real and raw moment that I wanted to showcase about how it made me feel. Like it didn't make me feel like I was enough. And I had a moment where I was like, you know what, Sky, like if I'm going to be remembered for anything, like let it be that I was authentic to myself regardless. Like, mm-hmm. and I posted that and got a lot of love, and a lot of girls like, we need this on social, but a lot of women that are like, girl, you need lip fillers. Like, this, you're like, you posted this for attention. Like the comments, you guys, like you could use some lip fillers actually. Why do you need attention?
That's so awful.
Like, did he pick you?
Rejecting, like yeah. people, like, I think no woman who's like happy with herself would ever say that to someone. Like, I can't even imagine saying that about like someone anyone. I hate, you know? Yeah. Like, let alone a stranger.
Yeah. It is crazy.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's really crazy.
Do you girls see a difference between Instagram versus TikTok?
Yes.
Talk to me.
So, first of all, we have a lot more followers on Instagram than we do on TikTok. Yeah. TikTok, I think people are used to seeing young people. They're used to seeing days in the life. They're used to seeing people building in public. Because it's a younger audience. Whereas on Instagram, you have an older audience and they're not necessarily scrolling through videos of young people, you know, going to work, days in my life, blah, blah, blah. So they see us doing it and they're like, what the hell? Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Why'd you quit your stable job to start a pickle company? But, you know, we try, it's so hard for us to even focus on those comments when we also see so much love. Like, we try to focus on those comments and the fact that we've created a product that people love, that's clean, that's good for you. It's just a whole filtering process.
Totally. And also, I feel like we could turn our phones off and, like, you know, swipe out of Instagram, and like, our business is still doing great. Mm-hmm. Like, people still love the product. Like, our lives are still pretty good, I would say. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, as much as those comments sometimes can get you down, it's almost like if you zoom out of it, you're like, wait, this is so insignificant, because like, what is this person contributing to? You know, like, it doesn't change anything about like how the business is, like how the product is, like how other people perceive us. And so.
And for you, in your context, it's like, it doesn't change anything in your life.
No.
Yeah. Like, sure, it stings a little the first couple of times you're reading it, but then you're like, wait, nothing's changed. Yeah. And I still feel this way. Yeah. I still went to this event. I still posted this video and helped, or, you know, X amount of people found it helpful. So,
people are just sad.
They're sad. Yeah. And it's really sad. And, you know, I think what it is like, I guess when those posts go viral, from a business lens, like exactly what you said, Leia, is like, all of the hate comments actually help us because you're helping us grow views, engagement, all of it. And the people that are supposed to see your videos and love it are your people, and they are your customers. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. So I'm just wondering, like, if you were to give anyone listening right now, like, any sort of feedback or advice on, like, if you are going through it with feeling like you're having a hard time with rejection or criticism or judgment on social or even in real life, like, what is, like, one thing that you would tell that girl who's listening to this podcast?
I think you have to remember that you're in your own lane and everyone else is in theirs as well. And if they're going out of their own to pollute yours, that's their problem. And at the end of the day, they're the one putting energy into you, whether it's negative or not. And you can choose to go past it or pay attention to it. And there's no point in paying attention to it. It's not going to change your baseline of who you are. It's not going to change your path. So just keep following that.
And, like, remember your accomplishments. Remember, like, the qualities you like about yourself. Like, remember all the positive things, because we've been getting negative comments since, like, day one of posting on social media. And it hasn't stopped us from, like, reaching all of the milestones we've been wanting to reach. And so, like, it's all noise. Like, it doesn't matter.
Regardless. Yeah. Like, regardless, look where you are. Okay, let's open these up.
Yes, you have to try them.
I'm dying to try.
You have to try. So we have two flavors. Okay. We have original dill with turmeric, and then we have honey harissa. They're both organic. The original is not spicy. The honey harissa is spicy. It's like sweet.
Which one is the spices?
The pink one is spicy.
I feel like we should try both of them.
Yeah, you should. But try the original first.
Okay, I have napkins right here.
Wait, love. Should we crack them?
Let's do it. So fun.
It opens up.
Want me to open it?
Ooh, yes. I got it. Here. Stunning.
They're better cold, but they're still going to be crunchy. Okay. You could do a little ASMR moment.
Okay, let's do it.
We've been mostly selling online, which has been awesome because, you know, people see one of our videos and then it's really easy for them to go on our website and add to cart. And we've been in a few little grocery stores in New York and LA, but we're going to be in Erewhon very soon.
Exciting. Yeah.
People in LA will be able to find them at all times.
Girls, that is massive.
Oh my God, my mouth is
salivating. My mouth is watering.
Cheers. Okay.
You ready?
ASMR.
ASMR. Mmm. Oh my God.
She's so much better cold, but she's really good.
She's so good. So this is not the spicy one.
No.
So this one just has, it's like your typical dill pickle, but I would say like ours are zestier and like more tangy than like a typical dill pickle, which is part of our Middle Eastern influence.
Okay.
So we, Leah and I, are both Middle Eastern, and so we wanted to kind of incorporate those flavors into our products. And a lot of the flavors that we grew up with are like featured in these products. And so we added turmeric to the brine, and it makes it like a little more zesty and like
amazing. Earthy. It's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. It's like your adored all-American pickle, but elevated.
Okay. I love it.
Sophisticated.
It's so juicy.
Yes. And they're so good in pickle martinis.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
Gotta try.
Margaritas as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, with every brand, there's a story. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we can all guess what hot girl pickles mean, but what is your definition of hot girl pickle? Like, when I'm eating the pickle.
I'm gonna have another one.
Ooh, try the honey harissa.
How am I supposed to feel and embody?
I think it's more so when you look at the jar, even, or look at our branding, it's supposed to kind of evoke the same types of feelings or motivation that you get when you're like, oh, I'm gonna go on a hot girl walk, or like hot girls have stomach problems. And it's about kind of like a unison and just an understanding that women all go through the same thing. And that you don't, like, being a hot girl is just a mentality of like, I can be my most confident, ambitious self by doing the most basic things, by going on a walk, having stomach problems.
Yeah, it's like almost like romanticizing or like glamorizing the little things in life to make things like more exciting and more fun. And obviously was very inspired by this movement of girls saying like hot girls eat pickles online, which inspired us to name the product this way.
Yeah, and also when you're grabbing it on the shelf, it's a reminder that you are a hot girl. You see hot girl pickles and you're like, yeah, great. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good marketing for us also.
I agree. And it's such a powerful reminder. I think, you know, it's also really healthy for social for us to see products like this and to engage with girls like you, because it's so real. It's so relatable. And again, with the hate comments and judgment, I mean, we are exposed 24/7 to perfect looking people, lives, careers. And what I love about Hot Girl Pickle is that like it's for every girl listening. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of whether or not you're posting, regardless of whether or not you even made it to your workout class today, like, you are still hot. You are still that girl.
Yeah.
And we all have that girl within us, regardless
100%.
Of what anyone's saying about you guys making Forbes. Like, you deserve all of that and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And you know, like Yasuan just mentioned briefly, it is also marketing. Like, of course it's a reminder and it's a fun thing to say hot girl pickles.
Yeah.
But it does also create conversation in an aisle of a grocery store or online, which is like, oh, if I'm a guy, can I have hot girl pickles? Or like, am I allowed to eat these? Or hot girl pickles, what is that? You know? And it makes you either look us up, look at the label, read the back. And if you're even interacting with us in that way, or just looking us up or whatever, that means we're doing our job right.
Yeah.
Being provocative is something that we've done on socials with our packaging, with the name of the brand. And it's something that we want to keep bringing with all of our new products in the future and our new flavors that are coming out too.
So excited for you girls.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Wait, which one's your favorite?
Okay, so I love the thickness
of this one.
Okay.
Like, I love how big it was.
Wait, there's big and small ones in both, but they're organic.
Okay, I don't think I – okay.
They're both organic, so there's always different sizes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like the like just the regular one.
The original one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love the classic, but I love the spicy too. Yeah. Like, I feel like on, I don't know, like a pita, like the more spicy one would be really yummy with like falafel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The spicy one is really good in cocktails.
I love
as
it.
Well.
Okay. Yeah, good to know.
Yeah. We kind of describe the original dill one as like your daily pickle. And then the honey harissa one is like the one that you put on a fancy charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you girls a question. This is the final question. So, thinking about, you know, whether it's you being in the unknown about whether or not this business was going to work out, whether it's you posting that viral clip of you guys making it to Forbes 30 under 30 and then finding out that people are like, you don't deserve this. What is your regardless get back up story? Like, regardless of those judgments, of that hate, I am blank. And you can think about this. It's like a fill in the blank.
I think I am successful. And again, it just always goes back to us doing this together in my head, because it's like we brought a product to life in 9 months. We launched in March. We got Forbes in December. Like in my head, even if we were to stop here, which we won't, we're super hungry for success and we want to make this blow up and make it as big as possible, obviously. But in my head, I'm like, we're already successful.
Yeah.
And so I don't. Yeah, like regardless, we're successful in my eyes.
Yeah. And it's almost like, I feel like from the beginning, I spoke about us being like delusional from day one. Yeah. It's almost like in our brains, failure is like not an option. Mm-hmm. Like it's not even like a consideration. Yeah. And like, is it delusion? Like, yes, maybe. But I think it's also like we so believe in the product, mm-hmm. and in the idea and in like everything we've done and in mm-hmm. our capacities to like make this work. That it's like the moment, even in the moments where like, you know, we're kind of struggling or we're like, oh, like this thing's not working out or whatever. It's like, no, like it will work out. Mm. Like there's no other option.
We delulu'd so hard that we made it happen.
No, but I love that because that is me literally to a T, and I'm not stopping until I get there because I see it and it's already happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of girls, they get in their own way, or people in general get in their own way.
No, you just have to see it.
I know.
And it's
go
like,
for it.
And
regardless.
That's mm-hmm. like you see it, and the way you see it is the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Literally, I feel like we were meant to be best friends. So I want people like you in my corner. I want you in my life. And I'm here rooting for you girls all the way.
Thank you. And we're encouraging more women to be that way. Like, take the leap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be delulu. Start your company. Like,
yeah.
Do the things.
Even if it's not about like starting your own company, even if it's like at the job you're yeah. at, you know, yeah. if you see something for yourself, like just visualize it for yourself
yeah.
and don't stop until it happens.
Yeah. Starting yeah. to post on social media, whatever. Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Do yeah. it.
Do it. I love you, girls.
Love you.
New episodes drop every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.